An explosive outburst of flooding from the Baird Glacier near Petersburg last week caused turquoise green water to spread into nearby Frederick Sound and the Wrangell Narrows. It's something that residents hadn't seen before, KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
When 83-year-old Paul Bowen was out hand trolling near Petersburg and noticed green water, he knew something was happening.
This is amazing, this turquoise color all the way, both ends, as far as we can see on Frederick Sound. It's very unusual.
He knew the color was from fine particulates mixed with fresh glacier water that were releasing into the sea. Bowen has been paying attention to the Baird Glacier for decades. He was the high school geology teacher for about 35 years and regularly took students by boat to study the glacier. He's seen outburst flooding before, also known as eucalypse. The last time was 1991, but it wasn't this extreme. It went pretty much unnoticed unless you were close to the glacier, where the water was more grayish.
It's very unusual to have this much outwash color.
Bowen wasn't the only one who saw something odd while out boating. Brad Hunter started to notice small icebergs in Frederick Sound north of Petersburg. They were a little too far north to be from nearby LeConte Glacier. Hunter works for the U.S. Forest Service, and he and another worker were on their way to Thomas Bay to check on a trail there. He saw more icebergs than usual and silty water, so they decided to check out Baird Glacier.
And as we got closer, we started seeing there was a stronger current, and then also started seeing choppy water, which there wasn't any wind, so the chop was from this strong current coming off of Baird Glacier.
Hunter knew about outburst flooding, but he had never experienced it himself.
It was very cool.
Hunter had been to the Thomas Bay area many times, but had never seen it like this. It was near low tide, but instead of dry, flat ground, he was surrounded by water. He was about a mile away from the glacier.
There were no landmarks left. Everything was underwater. The current was running so strong, you could not idle in there. At 2,400 RPMs, we were not making any headway. So we shut the motor off, drifted a little bit, and with the GPS, we were able to document that we were floating back out at approximately 5 miles per hour.
Hunter reported the incident to several others at the Forest Service, and the next day flew over the glacier with a couple of other scientists. They noticed that the water was calming, but there were icebergs everywhere. More had calved off into the lake in front of the glacier.
A lot of it's not the blue ice. It's a real dark, kind of a dirty ice that isn't quite as visible as some types of ice are on the water.
As things unfold, the Forest Service is telling local boaters to look out for ice in unusual places. And perhaps advice from the past is also relevant. It's what Petersburg's current geology teacher, Victor Troutman, heard from Paul Bowen 20 years ago.
He said, you know, go over to Baird Glacier. It's a good field trip for geology students, but never do it in the fall. He said there is a lake that forms in the back on the ice, and over time, the lake finally will erode its way through and break the ice dam and then flood the whole area.
And flood the whole area it did. Greenish turquoise water could be seen in the Petersburg area for days. And to an old timer like Paul Bowen, it's something worth noting.
It's never been this extensive before, so I think it's one of the major outwars we've had in years. Quite an event.
They still have many questions that they'd like answered, such as, what does this mean for the life of the glacier? Will the flood affect unique vegetation that's being studied there? And how might all that fresh green water affect area fish? More flights had been scheduled over the glacier to try to solve at least some of them. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.